We're learning a little more this morning about a deadly incident in Pakistan. 24 Pakistani soldiers were killed when the U.S. called in airstrikes during a mission on the Afghan-Pakistan border. Pakistan has blamed the United States. One general even called the attack deliberate and said Pakistan warned their soldiers were in the line of fire. The U.S. has offered condolences, but not yet a formal apology as an investigation continues. And now U.S. officials are offering their own accounts of what may have happened. NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman is covering this story. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So we heard the Pakistani version of events there. What's the U.S. version?
Well, Steve, U.S. officials told NPR earlier this week that Americans notified the Pakistanis before and during the raid. Now, the Wall Street Journal has a bit more detail, and U.S. officials I spoke with confirmed the basic outlines. The journal's reporting that American commandos contacted a coordination center on the border, and that's manned by Americans, Afghans, and Pakistanis. And the journal says the Pakistani representative at this border center gave the Americans the all-clear sign to strike those positions, saying there were no Pakistani troops in the area. And, of course, later we found out there were Pakistani troops there. They had set up a campsite.
So everybody agrees that they communicated. The question is going to be what they said. U.S. officials have said they heard the all clear. And there's another detail here, Tom Bowman. Pakistani officials had said that their border checkpoints, of which this was said to be one, are clearly marked. U.S. officials know the GPS coordinates, know exactly where they are. But U.S. officials now seem to be saying, no, actually, these Pakistanis were in more of a temporary camp.
That's right. And the Pakistani general told reporters that Pakistan told the Americans during this raid to stop, you're hitting our troops. So both counts are still very much different. And now, even with this news story by the Journal, this is very much preliminary. It's coming, again, from the commando unit on the ground that called in these airstrikes. It's not the conclusion of the investigation. And the other thing to note at this point, the Pakistanis have been asked to take part in this investigation, but so far they have not agreed to. And officials also tell NPR, listen, there's a long way to go here. There's a huge amount of information to go through, interviews with those who took part, and perhaps more importantly, communications logs between the Americans and the Pakistanis. That's key here. It will give a sense of who was told what at what time.
Tom Bowman, I want to get a sense of how serious this is because, of course, Pakistanis have cut off a major supply route across Pakistan into Afghanistan. They have said, at least, that they're going to drop out of a major conference on the future of Afghanistan, its neighbor. But at the same time, elsewhere in the program today, we're hearing from NPR's Quil Lawrence, our colleague who's on the Afghan side of the border with U.S. troops, where he's reporting that cooperation with Pakistanis on the ground is continuing. Is this all for show, or is this a serious and near breach in relations here?
It's very, very serious. There have been border incidents in the past. There was one 6 months ago when American fire injured two Pakistani soldiers. Last year, two were killed by American strikes. So, and, you know, this time, of course, you're talking about more than 24 Pakistani soldiers. So this is much more serious than anything we've seen in the past. They have closed the supply routes in the past before, but what's going to be interesting to watch is how long these supply sites are closed. If it goes on weeks or more than a month, then you're going to have problems with supplies for American troops in Afghanistan. So this is very, very serious.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman on NPR News.